This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
That's enough for a rebel. First down.
Johnson on the carry, picks up a yard, brings up third down and goal.
Oh, the sounds of high school football are on the air and online.
Snap back to Brogan. He's got the ball outside left tackle. He squirts through. Oh, he's got daylight at the 40. He'll take it to the house. And he does. Touchdown. 53 yards. Fort Laramie was bunched up, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage, trying to thwart the running play on fourth and two. And once Brogan Steffi cracked across the line of scrimmage and beat the linebackers, it was see you later. Kickoff to the 13 is dropped. Return by Fort Laramie. Daylight up the middle. Uh-oh! Breaking to the outside, the return man for the Redskins. He breaks the tackle, beats the man at the 30. He is all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Woo! That was Hoying.
What a run. Thomas Hoying's kickoff return matches the touchdown run by Brogan Steffi, and we are off and running. A 7-7 deadlock, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores. One touchdown right after another, all night long.
Oh, my goodness. Outside left tackle. It is Spradling with a lot of space down the near sideline. Gets a block at the 40. Goes to the 50. Xenia's blue shirt's in pursuit. Hopefully there's no marker. Spradling takes it to the house. He goes almost, what, 90 yards, Chuck?
90 yards.
Woo!
Said before the game, and I'll say it again. Xenia's got a lot of athletes, but that's the best athlete on the field.
Wow.
Stay tuned for the big high school football game of the week.
Here is the play of the game at Zach Osborne over left guard. Meets resistance. Bounces off a tackler. Look at him go. 35, 36, 37. He moves the sticks. First down run by Osborne.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to all of you sports fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. We are set to bring you what should be a fine first-round playoff game in Ohio high school football tonight between the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers and the Riverside Pirates. Regular season contest was a good one. Riverside led at the half 12-7. And Lehman had a four-touchdown second half to win the game by a score of 34-18. The senior quarterback, Gavin Osborne, for Riverside, did not play in that game. He missed 2.5 games midseason because of injury. Mr. Pasteur, in his fantastic 50, rate Lehman as a two-touchdown favorite here tonight. I think it'll be much closer. Weather conditions outstanding. Wind blowing in from the northwest. It's cool. Chuck, what do you think? Probably mid-40s by mid-game?
Yeah, it's going to drop down. And that wind is it's got a little bit of a nip to it, but these kids don't care. They're playing a playoff game. It could be snowing, and they'd be excited to be out there to play.
Both teams love to throw the football all around the gridiron. Should be a high-scoring game. It's probably going to take 30 points or better to win this contest tonight. Turner Lachey, 60% thrower on the year for Lehman Catholic, 34 touchdown strikes, 6 picks, very lofty quarterback rating, was not on his game last week as Northridge pummeled Lehman by a score of 46-14. And Northridge did beat Riverside during the regular season, but by only a 14-7 count, as Riverside has a history of playing Northridge pretty well. Riverside lost 35-0 to Miami East. Lehman beat Miami East 45-35. A look at some comparative scores. Lehman 8-2 on the season, finishing second in the Three Rivers Conference after bowing to Northridge last week on the road. Meanwhile, Riverside 4-6. On the campaign. Season opening win against Ansonia for Riverside, but the Pirates have had injuries along the way, some bad breaks. Each team struggling in the kicking game department here late in the year. As I mentioned, both teams put the pass game in favor of the run game, and it's going to be very important to see how Riverside performs tonight. Throwing the football, trying to keep up with Turner Lachey of Lehman. Senior quarterback Gavin Osborne has had a good year for the Pirates, 56% thrower, 15 touchdowns, 9 picks. His freshman brother, Brody, quarterbacked for Riverside in the regular season clash with Lehman. That game, as I mentioned, won by Lehman 16 points. Difference in that game in the end as Lehman pulled away in the fourth period. Keep in mind, Lachey threw for 281 against Riverside during the year. He was 17 of 24 for 4 touchdowns. The key to that regular season matchup, 4 turnovers for Riverside. Damian Smith, superb receiver for Riverside. Tony Robinson, the feature running back for Lehman Catholic. You can count on Lachey, Duran Pride, Evan O'Leary to do the bulk of the ball carrying. All three close to 5 yards per rush. And how about Jace Olding, wide receiver for Lehman Catholic, or I should say C.J. Olding, a wide receiver for Lehman. 21 yards per reception on the year. An amazing figure. O'Leary right behind him in the pass-catching department. Wide open game tonight, Chuck. Look for the ball to be moving up and down the field. Might be a pinball game down on the surface here at Sydney Memorial Stadium tonight.
Yeah, well, you wonder if there's going to be any kind of a lag from Lehman after last week's win or loss, but they got to get through that. That was just a Division IV team that they were overmatched on, and they have to forget that. But this is a game where they need to have a good start, get their confidence back, and then I think they'll be fine.
Well, as you mentioned, after the game last week, it was a videotape that the Lehman players probably wouldn't care to see. And second-year head coach Dwayne Rowley told me on Tuesday, nope, we didn't show it to the guys. We coaches took a peek at it, but it's one of those games you just discard.
Yep.
And you move on to a new season, Week 11, and that's what it is here tonight.
Absolutely.
It starts the second campaign, so to speak, for both Lehman Catholic and Riverside. Lehman, as I mentioned, got the win over Riverside during the season. First victory for the Cavaliers over the Pirates in 6 seasons.
Wow.
So Lehman got some payback in the regular campaign. Riverside hopes to avenge that and knock off Lehman here tonight. Cavaliers are a favorite, according to most people. We'll return with both head coaches in just a few minutes. Coach Rowley of Lehman and sixth-year head coach Bryce Hodge at Riverside when we come back on ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're about 25 minutes or so away from the kickoff of tonight's Division 7 first-round playoff game between Lehman Catholic and Riverside. The Pirates come to town. Road team on the scoreboard and on the field, attired in white with red and blue trim. Lehman Catholic, the familiar home outfits, bright yellow gold helmets, blue tops, blue pants, and gold numerals. Second-year head coach Wayne Riley said to me this week, "Oh, I'm so pleased that Northridge game is behind us, and we can look forward now to the Riverside Pirates."
Northridge definitely played a great game, very talented, athletic team. We came out and was a little intimidated, a little shocked. I think when we first took the field from the kickoff, we tried to hold our own with them a little bit, but it's a talented group. They played aggressive, and it's definitely one of the better teams we've played all year. So hopefully it prepped us going into week 11.
Well, you mentioned that one, week 11. Silver lining to the game against Northridge. What do you take from it? Probably not a videotape you share with players in depth, but got to be some sort of advantage, Lehman. You got to lick your wounds and get prepped for the playoff game against Riverside.
Yeah, we definitely did not share the film with the players. Coaching staff watched it, obviously picked up some of the issues and mistakes that we made. So today or this week is really focusing on fixing those mistakes. And as you said, we had to regroup and lick our wounds and come back and get ready for week 11 against an opponent that we've played in the last few years.
Hey, despite playing poorly as a team, thought Caden Lee, Evan O'Leary, shined in that contest.
Yeah, Caden Lee, he's the anchor of our offensive line, and he really did shine. That was one of his better games. He held his own for the most part against a very good defensive front from Northridge. Evan O'Leary pretty much did his own thing. He had some big plays, which we was counting on. Would like to see some more yards and the ball in his hand a little more, but with the defense that Northridge had, they were fast, aggressive, and we couldn't find the open holes to get Evan the ball as much as we would like.
Hey, how about that great touchdown catch by him to put Lehman up 7-6? If you can get another score before halftime, you're right in the thick of it.
Yeah, it was a great catch. We were all looking at the film, make sure he had his feet in bounds. It was very close on the back end zone. It's a great catch. Turner put it obviously in the position where nobody's going to catch it but Evan, so it was a good play on both ends. Yeah, if we take that lead and get a score before half, it may have changed the feel of the game. Our kids would have been inside the game a little bit more and into the game, versus we gave them another score, and then our kids were a little defeated going into halftime, and it's a little hard to play, you know, from behind against a good, talented team like Northridge.
A bright side of things, a new season begins week 11, but it's an old familiar opponent in the Riverside Pirates.
Yeah, it definitely is a new season. This is week one. This is week one of the season, and it's against a nice opponent that there's a lot of a lot of rivalry there over the past few years. We played them in the regular season, got our first win against them in the last 5 years. So we've seen them in the playoffs a couple of times, and we're looking to keep our tradition rolling forward with beating Riverside.
In that 34-18 regular season triumph, what did you do well in that game you'd like to repeat coming up Friday night?
Yeah, we got the ball in our athletes' hands, our playmakers' hands, and let them really turn the game around for us. Caden Lee had a big interception for us at the first offensive play for Riverside in the second half, which then we just fed off of that, put points on the board, went up, 14-12, and then we just kept scoring with Turner and Evan and CJ. Those three had big games for us, and we just want to spread the ball around, get it in our athletes' hands.
And Lehman forced four Riverside turnovers in that regular season contest.
Yeah, the field conditions were not ideal, but we had several interceptions. Like I said, Caden Lee had one interception that not many defensive linemen get an interception. We had an interception by CJ and also Jack Earhart, and a couple fumbles. So that helped us really get our offense rolling, put more points on the board.
Riverside poses what kind of problems for Lehman Catholic?
Yeah, Riverside likes to run the ball. We have to come out and stop the run. That's been our Achilles pretty much all season long. So they like to run the ball in kind of a trap scheme format. So we know they're going to be pulling their guards and their tackles, their H-backs. We really have to make sure our linebackers are coming downhill and our defense line is not falling for the trap.
Dwayne Raleigh, second-year head coach Lehman, before tonight's first-round playoff matchup, Lehman against Riverside. What do you want to do against Riverside? Change things up? What's it like playing an opponent second time in, about 5 or 6 weeks?
Yeah, we're not going to change up a whole lot. Our offense is what we're going to rely on, and we need a better game from our defense. We really want to come out and establish the run. If we can establish the run, it opens up the field, for Evan and CJ, who are two big playmakers on the outside. We feel we have the advantage in terms of the skill position, and we just need our defense to step up and stop the run, get them off the field in third and long, so that way they can't get any third down conversions.
Hey, this rivalry goes way back. You've referred to it already in our conversation. And that's a good thing, because it should not be difficult getting Lehman up and ready and prepared for your opponent tonight.
Yeah, it's a rivalry. Both schools have had some heated games, in the past few years.
Yep.
So we're just looking to come out and, beat one of our rivalry schools that it's not far down the street.
Hey, put your thumb on one big key to determining the outcome this evening.
I'd say it's going to be our linebackers. Okay. If our linebackers can come downhill and stop the run and tackle, we should be fine.
Words of Dwayne Raleigh, head coach Lehman Catholic, talking about Riverside, which this year runs it a little more than passes it. In the last several years, Riverside has been a predominant running team all the way, with the outstanding quarterback play of Miles Platfoot. They'll mix in the pass a little more often this season. Lehman, 60-40 throw versus run, maybe even 70-30 with Turner Lachey at the helm. Sixth-year head coach Bryce Hodge at Riverside talked about his team's offense, and he's got to get it going this week against Lehman. May have to outscore the Cavaliers.
Hey, Gavin Osborne is your senior quarterback. He's a fine thrower. He leads the club. Talk about him, what he brings to the table, and some other offensive skill players we'll be highlighting during play-by-play of this game tonight.
Yeah, so Gavin, as you said, senior, the big thing he is, he's very calm no matter what. He's poised, never gets too high, never gets too low emotionally, and I think our team feeds off that. And so he's like an extension of me, of the coaching staff. I call the plays. I'm very aggressive. I like to throw the ball, try to get the ball to our athletes, go for it on fourth down a lot. That's because I trust these kids to make plays. And so Gavin's done a great job, very smart, definitely more of a passer than he's a runner, but he can run if he needs to and get tough yards. He's a physical runner. Tony Robinson's our junior running back. It's his first year in this role. One thing Tony does really well is he's very athletic. He's a two-way starter on defense as well, but he's also great in the passing game. He's the third leading receiver on our team as the running back, and so he's a great asset to us there as well. Landon Pertee, Bryce Kaufman, two senior receivers that have done a great job for us, and obviously with them and a senior quarterback in Gavin, having. That's why we throw the ball as much as we do. Damian Smith, who we're hoping is healthy for tonight's game, has led our team in receiving yards and I think touchdowns. He's done just he's more I think the big playmaker. Where Landon and Bryce, Landon's made big plays as well, but they're more of the possession sure catchers, get the first downs. Where Damian's been kind of our big play threat, and so that kind of sums up our offensive skill players, playmakers, and but you're going to see some guys. Like some young guys like Dylan Trimble maybe run the ball, catch the ball. Justin Mazarigos run the ball, catch the ball. Gunnar Carpenter run the ball, catch the ball. So we're trying to utilize our depth, get those guys some very valuable reps. But at this point in the season, it's all hands on deck, next guy up. And with Division 7 football, we have guys going both ways. A guy needs a break. Some of those young guys got to step up.
And more often than not, four down linemen on the defensive side of the ball. Who are your leading tacklers?
Yeah, so my leading tackler is our All-State linebacker, Braylon Dunn. He was honorable mention All-State last year. He's taken a huge step this year. He's improved probably 10 times is where he was last year. And last year he was really good, obviously. And so he's our leading tackler. He leads our defense. He's the quarterback of our defense. He probably could be a two-way starter. He could be on our offensive line. But I've made that executive decision that I want him to just focus on defense, stay fresh for defense, because he's that valuable to our defense, just like I made that executive decision that Gavin's not going to go both ways. And so Jordan Dunham on the defensive line, Mason Armbruster on the defensive line, they have a lot of tackles for loss and sacks. And from the D-line, Travis Brooks, Aiden Manning also. The issue is the lack of depth. And so those guys playing both ways a lot of times, you know, they're gassed, they get tired. So that's our challenge, is to try to rotate, stay fresh, and make sure we sustain what we did last time. We played that first half, but for four quarters, because we kind of fell apart defensively in the second half first time around.
Hey, special teams have been key elements in your wins and losses this year, especially extra points. Who does your place kicking? Do you go for two every now and then? Talk about your punting game.
Yeah, so special teams is kind of an interesting topic for us, because we had Isaac Bender last year. He was a junior, transferred schools. He was an All-State kicker, and so not something we had to worry about for the previous 3 years. So this year, our extra point kicker has been a kind of a committee. It's been Brody Osborne, mostly the freshman, because he's been the most consistent in practice doing it. And the problem is it always falls on the kicker typically for an extra point, missed extra point, but a lot of times it's the operation. It's either the snap was high, the snap was slow, the snap was on the ground, or we just didn't get the hold down, you know? So it could be a little bit of everything. Bryce Coppin, my senior, he's been my holder for 4 years, so he's a pretty good holder. So we get those snaps dialed down, and Brody gets those kicks dialed down. I feel confident in kicking the extra point, but yeah, once we miss one, we're chasing points, and then if you don't get one of those 2 points, you're chasing points again like we were that first time around. Punting the ball is going to be between two freshmen, Gunnar Carpenter and Brody Osborne again. Both can kick it. Both give us a little different elements as far as covering the punt. Gunner, sometimes I might have to move to a different spot on punt, so that's why Brody's been punting too a little bit here lately, because Gunner was out 1 week with an illness, so Brody had to do the punt that week. Did a good job. Kickoff's been between those two freshmen as well, so if you're seeing a trend, it's the freshman squad leading my special teams, Gunner and Brody on kickoff. We don't like to kick it deep. We have a lot of respect for a lot of our returners, specifically Lehman. They have some of the most athletic guys in our league and the fastest guys. We would like them to not score touchdowns on kickoff or punt, so we try to keep the ball away from those guys. And on kickoff, you'll see us squibbing a lot, watermelon a lot. Sometimes we use a tee. Sometimes it'll bounce and hit off somebody, and we'll get it back. And if we can gain a possession, that could be all the difference in a game. So,
Bryce Hodge, sixth-year head coach, Riverside, our guest before tonight's first-round playoff game between Riverside and Lehman Catholic. Highlight your regular season game with Lehman and the fact that you led at the half. Game was really tight early fourth quarter. You did not have your senior quarterback for that contest.
Yeah, so that was a game. I mean, obviously we knew going into the week that we wouldn't have Gavin after his knee injury, his MCL sprain. And so that was a little bit nice in the fact that I was able to get Brody ready with practice. And so those reps that Brody was getting, instead of only getting a few, you know, a day as the backup, were very crucial for him throwing to those varsity receivers and working with that offensive line. So that game specifically, that first drive, you know, I think we got a couple first downs, ended up throwing a pick on third down, Brody did, where he just floated a ball a little bit. But at the time that he threw it, it was the right decision. A better pass there, you know, on a line instead of floating it. And once again, a layman athletic player like they have just made a great play going from a different zone and picking that ball off. But that was on third and long, so, you know, to me, don't worry about it. It's a punt, right? Defense went out, got a stop. We drive down, run the ball. We ran the ball pretty well that first quarter. Chewed up a lot of clock, scored in the beginning of the second quarter, I think, to take a lead. And got the ball back after they scored. Scored again right before half, which was big. But, you know, as our extra point woes have been discussed, we were chasing points, went for two, didn't get it. So we were up 12-7 at half. You know, going at halftime 12-7 with a freshman quarterback in his first ever high school start, I was pretty happy at that moment. You know, there was clearly a lot of things to clean up on both offense and defense and in special teams and, you know, up front. And then, you know, really, Lehman kind of woke up at halftime. They came out and started making the plays that they've been making all year. You know, and our defense has always kind of been bend but don't break. We put a lot of guys in man-to-man situations or it's a matchup zone situation where you just got to make plays. And at that point, you know, Lehman just made those plays and we did not. We did have a couple blown coverages in that second half that led to touchdowns, two specifically. So, you know, having a second chance at that, it's a great opportunity to fix those things, shore those things up, work on our communication, you know, maybe do some things a little differently because you're playing a very familiar opponent that knows what you do. So try to catch him off guard, try to mix things up, try to get to Turner Lachey, who's an incredible athlete and quarterback, and just try to get their offense off the field. And
it may very well be here tonight in this game that Coach Hodge of Riverside features three down linemen, a few more linebackers filling gaps, trying to chase down Turner Lachey. A couple of outstanding defenders on the field in this game tonight. Dylan Schmiesing, among the tackle leaders in the Three Rivers Conference for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. And you heard Coach Hodge of Riverside talk about Braylon Dunn, All-State linebacker for the Pirates. That sets the stage for tonight's game. We've got starting lineups when we come back. It's Riverside here on the road, first-round playoff contest hosted by Lehman Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCon in Minster. SecureCon. Online at SecureCon.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
It is high school football tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports, scoresbroadcast.com.
waiting the arrival of both teams back on the Sydney Memorial Stadium 30-0 field gridiron. We see Riverside down to our left entering the end zone. Sparse crowd here at the moment. A few fans still filing in. It is a chilly night. Wind out of the northwest, not blowing hard. It is the coolest night by far, Chuck, we've had on a Friday evening for high school football all fall.
Now, where's the 75-degree weather? I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Yep, yep. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components as well. For Layman Catholic, will Turner Lachey have the kind of game he had in the season at Riverside? He completed 17 passes in that contest for 15 yards per pop. Senior quarterback Gavin Osborne did not play. He was out hurt for Riverside in that game. He needs to get back on the field against Layman for the first time this season here tonight and perform extremely well, too, to match Lachey. Key building components for these two clubs, which open the doors to success for Layman Catholic and Riverside. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Francis Schulze, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Both teams like to throw the football. Layman Catholic will throw it much more often than Riverside. Pirates will try to control the ball a little bit more than usual on the ground tonight to keep the ball out of the hands of Turner Lachey. We didn't see Layman last week at its best, Chuck. The Cavaliers have performed games 2 through 9 extremely well. Lost at Delphi St. John's 54-27 in the opener. Were trounced 46-14 by Northridge in Game 10. But in between, the Cavs rolled right through the TRC.
Well, they did. And, I mean, St. John's had a decent year, and they play in the MAC. That's the best football league, 1 through 7 in the state of Ohio.
Yep.
And then Northridge, that's a Division IV school playing in a Division VII league, and they had way too many athletes. So, but the rest of the time, yeah, you look at the scores. Layman handled it. They gave up some points, but boy, they scored points in almost every game. They're going to have to score, like you said, I think in the 30s tonight to win this.
Riverside will receive the opening kickoff. It will be interesting to see if the top receiver is on the field tonight for the Pirates, Damian Smith. 6 feet, 155, a senior. He is a go-to guy through the air. He was a game-time decision, according to Coach Hodge, because of an injury. A wideout is Dylan Trimble. Another wideout, Landon Pertee. Bryce Kaufman is a wide receiver, as is Justin Mazarigas. Here's the kickoff to start the game by Jace Olding of Layman. It's down to the 19-yard line of Riverside, and the Pirates return it over the 30. Uh-oh, the ball is shaken loose. It's on the ground. The Layman Catholic Cavaliers think they've got it, and they do. Layman with a fumble recovery on the kickoff return by Riverside. The Cavaliers stripped it, first and 10 for the home team. The Layman Catholic Cavaliers inside the 35-yard line of Riverside. Not a good beginning for the Pirates on the road here tonight.
Well, he saw an opening. He started to go. I saw him shift the ball from his right to his left hand. Nobody touched him. He just dropped the ball.
So Layman Catholic starts on offense. Turner Lachey runs the show at QB, 5'10", 170, a junior. Deron Pride, running back, 6'1", 190, a senior. The wide receivers, C.J. Olding, Evan O'Leary, Dylan Schmiesing, Devin Pride. First play from scrimmage is a snap back to Lachey in the spread and a quick toss over the middle. A fast slant is too high and wide. Incomplete, intended for Olding. Second and 10 for Layman at the Riverside 30 as the Cavaliers try to cash in with a short field score here after a fumble by Riverside on the opening kickoff.
Here is Lachey. Deep handoff behind the line of scrimmage. Ball carrier. Starts left, goes right. It's Daron Pride. He's slowed in the backfield, subdued after a one-yard gain. Third and nine, Lehman. And you can bet the Cavaliers will be throwing here, Chuck.
That's a very slow-developing play, and they just too much defense back there. They had nowhere to go.
Two receivers left, two to the right for Turner Lachey. Line to gain, the 23-and-a-half. Lachey throws wide beyond the numbers, far side of the field. Receiver on the ground for Lehman. He's got it. Good catch, inbounds. Well done by C.J. Olding, and Lehman's in business. First and 10 at the Riverside 22. Big third down completion.
Terrific catch that time. The ball was low, throwing into the wind. Great catch.
Two receivers left, two to the right for Turner. He flares the ball into the right flat. Open man. Ball is within reach, and it's not caught. It falls harmlessly out of bounds at the 16 or 17 as the Cavaliers misfire there.
Pride came out of the backfield. Nobody picked him up. He was going to walk into the end zone, but the ball was behind him.
The center is Caden Lee, 5'11", 205, a senior. On the offensive line, Ryan Ford, 6'6", 275, a senior. Jace Olding, 6'1", 250, a junior. Corbin Schmiesing, 5'10", 190, a senior. And Tommy Lenz, who stands 6'1", 175, and a junior. Oh, here's a little razzle-dazzle in the offensive backfield as the player lined up slot left for Lehman swerved into the backfield alongside Lachey, took the pitch, roamed to the right, couldn't get the corner turned, was knocked down at the 19, and that sets up a third down and close to seven for Lehman.
Yeah, not a good pitch. It was behind him and up a little bit. He had to slow down and grab it before, and I think that's what kept him from turning the corner.
90 seconds gone here in the first period. Third down and seven, Lehman, after the run by O'Leary. Here's Lachey back to pass. He's throwing down and out beyond the hash mark left side. Inside the numbers. Missed his receiver at the three. As the wideout O'Leary was running free, Lachey just pitched it too far, Chuck.
Yep. They hadn't had the pressure on him. He needs to calm down a little bit. He's obviously amped up.
But Lehman Catholic will disdain the field goal. Line of scrimmage just inside the 20. It would be a 37 or 38-yard kick. And the field goal duties being done by Corbin Schmiesing here tonight. But he's not on the field to kick it. Lachey back to pass, scrambling. He tries to dip his way out of trouble. Runs to the left in the offensive backfield. And then delivers late, left corner of the end zone. Yes, it's caught. Touchdown, C.J. Olding. Sprinting to the boundary left side, or was it Dylan Schmiesing?
It was Schmiesing, yep.
It was either one or seven. Olding is one, Schmiesing is seven. And good communication between Lachey and his wideouts as they managed to come back toward the goal line. They broke off their patterns. Lachey was in deep doo-doo in the offensive backfield, and he spun away from tacklers two or three times. And he found Dylan Schmiesing for the six.
Two things there. He did a great job of getting away from the rush, and no lineman went downfield.
Extra point try by Lehman to make it 7-0. Here is the kick. It is up, and it's away by Schmiesing, and he's got it. Corbin Schmiesing tacks on the point after Dylan caught the touchdown pass. 7-0 Lehman, 2 minutes gone, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Up Riverside, not in a good position, received the opening kickoff, fumbled it, and Lehman Catholic with a short field touchdown
in less than 2 minutes here at the start of this game. 7-0 Cavaliers, who beat Riverside 34-18 in the regular season. Jace Olding kicks off. It's bouncing, bouncing. Touched by Riverside at the 16, and it rolls back inside the 10. The return man skips to the far side of the field. He is tackled inside the 10 at the 9. Good pursuit down coverage by Lehman to wrap up Tony Robinson. He's got speed, but the ball went behind him, and he had to retreat to gather it inside the 10-yard line. He went laterally trying to bring it back upfield, Chuck, and he got to the 11. That's it.
Well, you could tell. I mean, he was thinking about the first fumble, and he lifted his head to see where the defenders were. Ball bounced past him, got himself in a lot of trouble.
A negative start here for the Pirates. The quarterback, Osborne, hands off. Ball carrier slips through. He's got an opening, and he cracks out over the 15 to the 18-yard line, gain 7. Good run on the play by Robinson. Second down and 3 for the Riverside Pirates. Ball marked for play at about the 17.5. Last tackle made by Earhart. Jack Earhart from his defensive back spot, 6'2", 180, a senior, came up to make the stop. Here is Osborne, the QB, the senior for Riverside, calls his own number on second down and 3, and he is decked right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
And that was Dylan Smeezing. Good job of crashing down from that defensive end spot.
Dylan, one of the top tacklers in the Three Rivers Conference all year long, makes a key hit right there. Third and 3, Riverside, lined to gain the 21. The quarterback pitches into the right flat, caught behind the line of scrimmage at about the 13-yard line. And the run after catch is up to about the 20, maybe just shy of the first down stake, as Evan O'Leary wraps up Landon Pertee. Pertee caught it behind the line, didn't get to the line to gain, and it looks like the Pirates will go for it. Coach Hodge told me earlier this week they like to get a first down sometimes on fourth down, but it's way back in Riverside territory.
Well, they don't get this, and we could maybe pack up.
Receivers left and right in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, is the quarterback, Gavin Osborne, and he is in a long cadence, and eventually Riverside calls a timeout. 8:12 left in the first. 7-0 Lehman, fourth and a yard, upcoming for Riverside in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
So the Riverside Pirates, after the timeout, still line up to run the football. They do for exactly a yard. Tony Robinson is piled up at the 21. He needed 3 feet. He got 3.5. And the Pirates take 4 downs to get first down. Just over the 20 in Riverside's end of the field. We have 7:50 left in the opening quarter. It is 7-0 Lehman. Here's Riverside attempting to run. A little extracurricular activity goes on as Robinson heads outside left tackle and churns to about the 28 for 7. Second down and 3 for the Pirates.
I think I liked it better back in the day when they stopped forward progress. They didn't allow the line to come up and shove him 15 yards down the field. Not a fan of that.
Caden Lee for Lehman in there on the last tackle. Call it second down and closer to four for Riverside. Ball marked for play at the Pirates 28. 5 minutes gone, opening quarter. Lehman leads 7-0. Quarterback Gavin Osborne has two receivers to the left. It is a misdirection play to the left. Ball carrier has an opening, and he scissors through it and charges to the 35-yard line. It is a first and 10 for the Riverside Pirates. Carrying the ball on that play was Dylan Trimble, and he gives the Pirates a first and 10. Riverside on the far hash sends two receivers to the short side of the field. Now man in motion for Osborne. Low snap, hands it off on an end around, and the ball carrier can't get to the edge of the Lehman defense. And at the near hash mark, Robinson is stood up. Down he goes at the 36 or 37 of the Pirates, a small gain of two. Last tackle for Lehman Catholic made by Benton Verrill, 5'8", 170-pound sophomore defensive back. The line to gain is the Lehman, or I should say the Riverside 45. Line of scrimmage, the Pirates 35.5. On second down and nearly nine. Two receivers far left. Osborne looks that way. Fires 3 yards downfield. Catch made at the 37. Good tackle by Lehman in open space. I think that was C.J. Olding who tripped up the receiver, Purdy. Spelled P-U-R-T-E-E. Purdy caught it. And he might have been able to race for a first down had Olding not made the nifty stop.
Well, they had one person out there on two receivers. I heard the Lehman coaches at the other end of the press box screaming, get out there.
Third and 5-4 Riverside. Snap to Osborne. Misdirection, offensive backfield. Ball carrier cuts it outside left tackle. Powers toward the Riverside bench, far side of the field. And he zips ahead for about five. He's got the first down. 46-yard line of the Pirates. That was Landon Purtee, who chugged ahead, first and 10 Riverside, which is trying to keep the ball on the ground away from Lehman's offense. 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Cavaliers. Riverside 4 yards short of midfield. Here's a handoff on the play. Ball carrier swerves around left end into the boundary over the 50, caught at the 48-yard line. C.J. Olding and Evan O'Leary came up to greet the ball carrier, who was upended. Let's see what has been called. Timeout down on the field. 4:47 to go, first quarter. Second and 10 Pirates right at the 50. Lehman leads 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Pirates to the line of scrimmage on second down and 6 officially. Here's a running play to the left, slow developing, and Lehman Catholic puts a hit on the ball carrier a yard or two across the line of scrimmage. Ball carrier was stood up, never really got a head start. Small advance of maybe two. It'll be third down and 4 for Riverside at the Lehman 47-yard line. Last ball carrier was Tony Robinson for Riverside, which needs to get to the 44 of Lehman for a first down. Third and 4 here. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Rolling right, Osborne. Receiver comes back toward the line of scrimmage, and it's too hot to handle at the 42-yard line.
Almost picked off.
Intended for Landon Purdy off his fingertips. He was defended well, and on the rebound, 3 or 4 yards downfield, Lehman came close to picking it off. So it's fourth down for Riverside, and I don't think they're going to punt it here.
No.
The Pirates have it at the 48 of Lehman, fourth and four for the visiting team. 7-0 Lehman, under four to go first quarter. Rolling right, Osborne fakes the short pass and then goes deep. Oh, the receiver's got it wide open, 18-yard line, and dropped it.
Shoo, that was a touchdown.
Bryce Kaufman was in the clear. It was a good pattern, fine communication between the quarterback, Osborne, the wideout, Kaufman. It was a down and out, then a go up the near sideline. A pump fake by the QB. Lehman bit on it.
Yep.
Incompletion, however, and Lehman gets good field position, taking over the football at the 48 of the Cavaliers, who have benefited from fine field position twice here tonight.
Well, they've had a fumble on a kickoff when nobody hit the kid, and they just had a drop touchdown pass, so not a good start for Riverside.
3:53 to go, first quarter, 7-0 in favor of Lehman. Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, two to the right. Lachey has got Pride alongside. Fake to Pride. Oh, here's a pass over the middle. It is batted, popped up in the air. Riverside 3 yards downfield. Intercepts into the hands of a defensive lineman. Pirates possession, 48 of Lehman. Turn of events. Long pass by Riverside. Dropped, could have been a touchdown. And on the first play from scrimmage, ensuing possession for Lehman. Short pass over the middle by Lachey. Doesn't have enough lift on the football. Defensive lineman for Riverside gets a mid on it. It's big Travis Brooks, 6'3", 340-pound senior. Stuck a paw up, and I think he was the one who got the rebound. Running the ball, Robinson, left guard for Riverside on first and 10 from the Lehman 48. And he sneaks ahead to the 45, second down and 7.
Well, Coach Rowley said before the game, when they had their defensive lineman with the interception in the first game, he said, you don't see that very often. Well, maybe just in the Lehman Riverside game do you see it.
Now, we had 6 turnovers in the regular season meeting between the two. 2 for Lehman, 4 for Riverside. Already 1 apiece in this game tonight in less than 9 minutes. Second down and 7. Snap back to Osborne. Is off his right leg. It's on the ground. Rolls back to the 47. And he plops on it right there. A -5 or -6. Pirates now confront a third down. And 15 to go for a first down. 2:53 left opening quarter. Lehman 7. Riverside nothing. Neither team really crisp offensively. Lehman did convert a couple times on third down to eventually punch it in, taking advantage of the short field following the Riverside fumble. Here's Osborne back to pass. He rifles it near hash mark. Yes, it's caught at the 44-yard line, and the receiver, Landon Purdy, is drilled immediately in the back. The play goes for 8 or 9, leaves Riverside a 4th and 5 or 6 to go for a first down at the Lehman 44. And Riverside, Chuck, for the third time tonight, will go for it on fourth down.
Well, I mean, they're moving the ball a little bit, but now they're kind of stuck in between the 40s.
Two receivers left, two to the right for the QB, Osborne. Passing situation. He's 7 yards behind the line. Throws, numbers, far side of the field. Lehman right with the receiver, and it's tossed a little bit too far, incomplete. Ball falls on the ground inside the 20 of Lehman. That one didn't have a chance. Cavaliers were all over it. And with a minute 49 to go here in the first quarter, Lehman takes over at the Cavaliers 44. Up Riverside. Chuck had been successful on the first two fourth down attempts.
Yes.
But on that one, the Pirates fail and again give Lehman excellent field position. 44-yard line, Cavaliers start.
Not sure a fade on that for fourth down play is a great call.
Hand off by Turner Lachey. Ball carrier wrapped up after gaining 1. Now you're right, Chuck. I would have rather seen the receiver go to the first down stake.
Yep, set, and then just box out.
Exactly. Get in front of the cornerback or safety alongside the linebacker, settle in. But Riverside attempted to go long up the left sideline. It was no good. Second down and 9 for Lehman at the Cavaliers 45. Final 70 seconds, first quarter. Lehman 7, Riverside nothing. Turner Lachey in the offensive backfield takes the snap. Quick delivery into the flat behind the line of scrimmage. Receiver catches. Bolts outside the numbers, far side of the field. Stays on his feet across the 50, 45, 43, 42-yard line. It was Evan O'Leary. He is a workhorse for Lehman. He caught it, made a couple men miss. And Lachey and O'Leary hook up. O'Leary did the heavy sledding on that one. Good run after catch. First down, Lehman, 42-yard line of the Pirates. Final 48 seconds, first quarter. Three receivers flanked left. Lachey, same look, near side of the field, to the left instead of to the right. It is O'Leary behind the line, caught it at the 45, makes a man miss at the 40, stays on his feet, and trudges down to the 35, where he is smacked out of bounds by Bryce Kaufman of the Pirates. Play good for 8. The end result, Chuck, is an end sweep.
Well, they did it to one side. Worked. Why not just take it to the other side, do it again?
Yep.
You got trips out there. You got two blockers. All he has to do is make one guy miss, and O'Leary is really good at that.
Two very quick forward passes by Lachey, delivered into the flat, flared behind the line of scrimmage. O'Leary snared them both and gained valuable yardage. Here on second and 3, it's a toss sweep to the right. Cavaliers run it for about 3. It's Pride, who is nailed at the 36 or 37 near the line to gain.
Yeah, it's first down.
Let's see if the chain is advanced. Yep, it eventually is. First and 10 for Lehman at the 31 of the Pirates, final 24 seconds of the first quarter. Turner Lachey waiting for the play call from the sideline. Scoreboard clock reads 16. Play clock at 12.
So, got to snap it.
Yep. Or you take a penalty. It looks like Lachey a little gimpy coming to the near sideline. And the clock stops with 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. Somebody called a timeout.
Lehman called it.
Before the period came to a close. 6 seconds left in the first, 7-0 Lehman. First and 10 Cavaliers when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, but doesn't appear as though Turner Lachey is quite 100% for Lehman, which has a first down at the Riverside 31, and running it to the left is Pride. Pride turns the corner. He's up the near sideline, breaks a tackle at the 20. 15-10, look at him go all the way to the end zone for a score. Did Lachey keep a chuck or give it to Pride?
That was Pride, and boy, he made a nice cut there about the 15-yard line. Took it right straight up.
Well done by Duron Pride as he did the heavy lifting around the left end. I thought it was Pride. That's who I said it was originally. Extra point try coming for Lehman. Up the Cavaliers had been throwing darts, pitching the football through the air, and then it's a rush for a touchdown by Pride. That was the final play of the first quarter to give Lehman a 13-0 lead. Here is the extra point try, tacked on successfully by the Cavaliers. Kick is up, away, and it's good.
Lehman in the lead, 14-0 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Hike Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Hike Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
After the Duran Pride touchdown run by Lehman and the PAT, the point after by Corbin Schmiesing, the Cavaliers lead Riverside by a score of 14-0. Kickoff starts play here in the second quarter, returned by the Pirates from the 20 out over the 30 to the 31-yard line. Lehman has taken advantage of a Riverside fumble on a kickoff return and the Pirates' failure to pick up a first down on a fourth down try in the Lehman into the field just across the 50. Lehman, after each, has struck for 6 points. PATs, good. 14-0 lead, Cavaliers, opening 10 seconds of the second quarter. And I tell you what, Chuck, Lehman Catholic's defense pretty stout against that inside run of Riverside, stopping another here after a one-yard gain.
Yeah, Riverside not even thinking about throwing the ball right now, but they talked about that being his Achilles heel this year, but they're doing a nice job so far.
30 seconds into the second quarter of play, Lehman 14, Riverside nothing. 1, 2, 3, trips to the right for the quarterback, Osborne, who gives the ball into the tummy of Tony Robinson, and he plows forward for 2 yards to the 34. Lehman will say thank you very much for running it on second and long, setting up a third and long, third and seven. Riverside, Chuck, off schedule oftentimes offensively, just not getting enough yards on first down especially.
Right. You know, they obviously feel like they can run the football against them, but so far the defensive line doing an outstanding job.
Yep, Caden Lee anchoring the middle along with Dylan Schmiesing for Lehman. Third and seven, Pirates, 34-yard line of Riverside. Osborne to throw, running around to his right, still behind the line. Late delivery. Wide out, runs across the field at the 45-yard line and cannot catch it. Excellent defense downfield for Lehman Catholic. Oh, my goodness. Nicely done by Pride of Lehman, who put the hit on the receiver as he came close to catching the football. Didn't. Well done by the Cavs. As that wasn't Duran Pride, that was Devin. Good play by him. And Riverside chooses to punt here on fourth and seven. And it's bouncing down inside the 35. Lehman with the scoop at the 32. And from the 35-yard line, the Cavaliers will start first down, 10 yards to go. 10:22 left to go here in the second quarter. Lehman with a 14-0 lead. And Riverside has not moved the football very well so far. Lehman giving up ground grudgingly.
One of our fine sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. That's 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Quick down and out pass play by Lehman on first and 10 from the Cavaliers 35. And it's a missed throw off the mark. Lachey trying to find C.J. Olding. Second down and 10. Cavaliers from their own 35. 14-0 lead for the home team. Riverside showing blitz. Running play, middle of the field, Lehman. Nothing there. Ball carrier Pride tries to bounce it wide. Late flag flies. Gain of 4 for Duran. And it's a hold against Lehman. 10-11 to go in the second quarter. 14-0 Cavaliers lead. This is a matchup here on scoresbroadcast.com between Lehman Catholic, the number 5 team in this Southwest region of Division 7. Number 12 team is Riverside. Winner would likely play Ansonia in round 2 next week.
And Riverside beat Ansonia to start the season by 9. That kind of surprised me a little bit.
Here is the quarterback, Lachey, to throw on second and 20. Receivers got it up the right sideline of the 32. Run after catch for 5 or 6 more to about the 36 or 37. It was Pride out of the backfield. And Lehman now confronts a 3rd and 8. Tackle made by Mazarigos of Riverside. On the numbers, near side of the field. 3rd down, 8 to go. Line to gain for Lehman, the 45. Pass in the flat to Pride again. He's open. Catches at the 39. Puts his head down and digs hard to the 43-44. Stepped out of bounds a couple yards shy of the line to gain.
Boy, Pride much more a part of the game plan tonight than he was last week.
Last tackle made by Braylon Dunn. Outstanding All-State linebacker for Riverside. Lehman to go for it. 4th and 2 from the Cavaliers, 43. Just over 9 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Cavaliers change the formation. Running back Pride now in motion to the left. Lachey fakes the throw that way. Turner keeps. Oh, he's got an avenue. A crease over a right tackle. He slides to the 49, the 50, has the first down, and lunges to the 48-yard line of the Pirates.
Nice run.
First and 10 for Lehman, 48 of Riverside. 3 minutes gone here in quarter number 2. I'd say this is a pretty big defensive series for the Pirates.
21-0, and they haven't shown that they can really move the ball. Yeah, if we're at your game, there's a good chance there's going to be a running clock.
Right. 14-0, Lehman in the lead. We've had a slew of running clock games this year, 6 or 7, if my memory serves me correctly. Here's a quick look in, a slant thrown by Lachey right on the button to the receiver, Evan O'Leary, at the 42. He receives a shoulder from Dunn to Riverside right there. Down he goes. 2nd and 3 coming up for Lehman after the advance of 7. 8:20 left to go, second quarter. 14-0 Cavaliers lead. Lehman Catholic to the line of scrimmage with Caden Lee over the ball at center. Ryan Ford, Jace Olding, Corbin Schmiesing, Tommy Lenz man the other offensive line spots. Man in motion, hand off Lachey to Pride. Nothing in the middle. Tries to angle outside. He stretches inside the 40. Gets to about the 37.5. He's got the line to gain. 1st and 10 for Lehman. 4 minutes gone, second quarter. Lehman leads 14-0 over Riverside.
after beating the Pirates in Logan County during the regular season, 34-18. Lehman to the line of scrimmage. Dylan Schmiesing flanked wide left with two other receivers. At the bottom is C.J. Olding. Lachey looks left, goes to Olding down the right sideline, inside the five. He leaps into the air and can't pull it down. Just out of the reach of Olding, who wound up on his tummy in the end zone, nearly caught it. Second down coming for Lehman. 10 to go from the 37 of Riverside. Very close, Chuck, to a TD.
Olding, he's kind of slowed down a little bit and then got back into the route. If he just would have kept going, I think that was going to be an easy touchdown. And
almost a score. Here is Lachey. He gives the ball to Pride eventually. A zone read by the quarterback. Pride tries to hustle around left end. He carves out yardage to the 35, 34. He is hit and dropped on the play by Jordan Dunham of Riverside. It's going to be third down and about seven to go for Lehman. 34-yard line of the Pirates. Line to gain the 27. 5 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Lehman 14, Riverside nothing. Snap to Lachey in the spread. Here comes pressure. Lachey's got a crease up the middle. He's going to run. He scoots to the 35, the 30. He's at the 25 and lurches to about the 23. He's got the first down with 5 yards to spare. Instinct shown by Lehman. Well done by Lachey, but it may be wiped out. And it looks like a hold against the Cavaliers. And instead of first and 10, down around the 20, after the fine spontaneous play by Lachey, it's going to be third down all over again, and more like 17 or 18 to go for a first down. 6:40 left to go here in the second quarter, 14-0 in favor of Lehman over Riverside. Fort Loramie, by the way, playing on the road tonight up at Mount Victory against Ridgemont. Hannah is at home against Cincinnati Country Day. Here's a flat pass. It's a bullet whipped to the 42-yard line. It is caught there by O'Leary of Lehman. He puts his head down, and there he goes, tearing his way down the near sideline, upended at the 31. He got back a big chunk. About a 12-yard gain, leaving Lehman shy of a first down, but 5 yards. Fourth down for Lehman. Half the second quarter gone. Cavaliers lead 14-0. Ball at the Pirates, 32. Lachey in the spread, 6 yards behind the line. Couple receivers wide left, two to the right. Lachey looks right, fires. It is caught at the 26-yard line. Well done by the Cavaliers to the 24, and it's a first and 10. O'Leary caught it. Boy, he settled alongside the linebacker who didn't adjust soon enough. Lachey found him, hit him right between the numbers. First and 10, Cavaliers, it's a fourth down pickup.
Well, even in their struggles last week, O'Leary was out there playing football against Northridge. He's a really tough runner.
Yep, he gets those YACs, the yaks, the yards after catch. Snap back to Lachey. He's being pursued. Open receiver Olding sets up middle of the field. Catches at the 16. Look at him go. Spinning to the 5. And he is over for a touchdown. Dazzling run after catch by Olding. He made a couple men miss inside the 10. Lachey's ability to buy a little more time helped make that play happen. Olding ad-libbed his route. It was Lachey hurrying around in the offensive backfield as he came storming up toward the line of scrimmage, made the late toss to Olding, middle of the field. He snatched it and did the rest. 20-0 Lehman. 5 minutes left to go here in the first half. Here's a snap back, bobbled. It's juggled all around. That is an aborted PAT, Chuck, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, went right through the holder's hands. It's a cold day out there. let's give them a break. They haven't practiced in cold weather, and they haven't played in cold weather because there hasn't been any.
Ball wound up back at the 20. PAT denied, but Lehman leads 20-0. All Cavaliers, 5:13 to go first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, how about those Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road at Xenia in a Division II first-round playoff game tonight? 7-3 Sydney after one. Yellow Jackets lead the Buccaneers here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. 30-0 field. The Lehman Catholic Cavaliers are on top of Riverside, 20-0. The Lehman kickoff return to the 39 by the Pirates, who have not generated yards and big chunks on the ground in this game. Lehman Catholic's defense against the rush has been super so far.
47 total yards for Riverside here in the first half.
Here is Osborne, the QB, 7 or 8 yards behind the line. Lost a long pass into triple coverage down the right sideline. And the receiver for Riverside hauls it in, dead run inside the 30, but he's out of bounds. It is ruled no good, incomplete for Landon Purdy. 5:01 to go, second quarter, 20-0 Lehman. Riverside will line up at the 39. Line to gain just short of midfield at the 49. Second down and 10 for the Pirates, who have not tried short passes in this contest. The few aerials have been long ones. Here's a trap to the left. Dylan Trimble has a little avenue, and he cracks across the 40 to the 43-yard line, picks up 4, 3rd and 6 for the Pirates. Corbin Schmiesing in there on the last stop for Lehman. Final 4:40 of the second quarter. Riverside received the kickoff to start the game. Lehman will get the ball to begin the second half. Riverside promptly fumbled the kickoff return. Lehman eventually punched it in for 7. It's been all Cavaliers since. Misdirection, handoff, left side. Pirates have the play strung out. It goes for a gain of 1 or 2. Outstanding effort by Lehman. Jace Olding, defensive tackle, made sure the ball carrier could not turn it upfield. Assistance from big Ryan Ford at 6'6", 275. Robinson garnered 2, and it's 4th down and 4. And the Pirates are going to go for it again for the 4th time tonight. Riverside attempts to generate a 1st down on 4th down. 3 receivers to the right. Head coach Bryce Hodge gets a timeout. 20-0 Lehman, 3:41 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Well, the Pirates on 4th and 6th convert, get a nice 9-yard throw, intermediate pass from the QB, Osborne to Mazarigos, and then on 1st and 10 for Riverside from the 46 of Lehman, a big hole opens up left side of the line, and scampering right through it goes the running back for Riverside. It's Tony Robinson bolting untouched across the line of scrimmage, and he dashes to the end zone for the score. Pirates on the board at 20-6. It was Gunnar Carpenter in the offensive backfield, fullback, outstanding defensive player at linebacker. Carpenter ran the football, 210-pounder, outstanding player on defense, leading one of the leading tacklers on this Pirates team. A little used offensively. He ran the ball there from the fullback position. Outstanding blocking up front by Travis Brooks and Jordan Dunham of Riverside. And a romp to the end zone, covered 40 yards by the Pirates. And the extra point kick is good. And Riverside is right back in the thick of it before halftime. 3:11 to go, second quarter. What a run by Carpenter of the Pirates, who are within 13 of Lehman, 20-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Oh, how about that? Gunnar Carpenter barrels right up the middle. Gaping hole developed, and he streaked right through it. I'm not sure if he was touched, Chuck. If he was, he was scraped at the point of attack.
Yep.
That was it. Once he got beyond the line of scrimmage and the linebackers, it was see you later. Carpenter took it to the house for the Pirates. Riverside had kind of lulled everybody to sleep with short run after short run after short run. And then Carpenter for 40 and the quick six. Here's an onside kick dribbled by Riverside over the 50. Corbin Schmiesing is there for Lehman to collect it. And the Cavaliers have it shy of midfield. First and 10, 3:11 to go here in the second quarter. Lehman 20, Riverside 7.
That wasn't a bad attempt, given that.
Yeah, well done onside kick. And it was kicked softly enough, but had enough wobbly movement on it as the ball hugged the ground, enabling Riverside to get downfield about the time Corbin Schmiesing gathered the ball for Lehman. Buddy tucked it away. And the Cavaliers have a first and 10 shy of the 50, leading 20-7. Lachey with a pump fake, late delivery, left sideline. It is caught on the dead run at the 42. Nicely done by Duran Pride, who darts down the left sideline inside the 40, 35, spilled out of bounds at the 33 of the Pirates.
Pride having a heck of a game out of the backfield.
Well executed pass play, Lachey to Pride. And that combination has thrown Riverside's defense off balance.
Here's a pass into the right flat, caught on the play by C.J. Holding. Makes a man miss at the line of scrimmage up the near sideline at the 30. 25, knocked down at the 21 or 22. Was it Holding or O'Leary?
I think it was O'Leary.
Nice gain by Lehman on first and 10. Tackle made right at the sticks. The official far side of the field is instructing the chain gang to move ahead. First and 10, Lehman, 22-yard line of Riverside. So very quickly through the air, the Cavaliers eat up 29 yards and have a first down outside the 20 of the Pirates. Only needed 20 seconds to zip through that yardage. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Lachey with time. Late delivery, caught, 19-yard line, missed tackle. Good run after catch. Fine yak down inside the 12, the 10. Goal to go, Lehman. O'Leary, stellar run after the catch. And he's all the way down to the 7 of the Pirates. Good answer here by Lehman, Chuck.
Well, Mike, he is one shifty runner. Catches that ball. They had a chance to stop him for no gain. He shook that one off and then made a heck of a move just to get down to 11, 12 yards for a first down.
Three receivers flanked far left for Lehman on goal to go from the 7. Lachey looks middle of the field. Here comes the pursuit. He's rolling left, and the receiver ad-libs and comes back toward the middle of the field from the left side of the end zone, and the ball goes through his hands, no good, right at the goal line.
Yeah, that was sneezing, and I'll tell you what, he'd like to have that one back.
Dylan could not tuck it away. Second down goal, Lehman, 7 of the Pirates. 2:10 to go, second quarter of action, 20-7, Lehman in the lead.
A couple of barn burners. Marion leads Fort Recovery 35-0 in the second quarter. And Coldwater up on Covington 44-0 in the second quarter.
A couple of running clocks coming up second half in those games. Second and goal from the 7. Lachey sends a man in motion. And Turner keeps, calls his own number. Right up the middle, sprinting, knifing to the 3, the 2. Goal line, yes, touchdown. Well done by Lehman. Lachey picked his way, disciplined run by the quarterback. And Lehman responds immediately to that Riverside touchdown run of 40 by Carpenter. And it's 26-7, Lehman, 2:03 to go here in the second. And Lehman will probably go for 2 to offset the blown point after touchdown following the last score. Ball set for play, far left hash mark. Trips to the right, the wide side of the field for Lachey, who sends a man in motion. Lachey looks right. Oh, he wants to run. Stutter step back to the left, and he's hammered at the 7, as Riverside would have none of that.
Ryder Arnett made that play. He was on him before he could even take a step forward.
Indeed. Good penetration by the Pirates, who stuffed the 2-point try. Lehman leads 26-7. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Scores, broadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Yep, understand that Xenia has inched ahead of Sydney down at the Buccaneer Stadium in Greene County, 10-7, second quarter. Here, 26-7, Lehman on top of Riverside, just over 2 to play until halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports.
kick off the layman to the 10. Returned by Robinson, middle of the field. Makes a man miss, makes another miss. He is caught at the 32, swirled around, gang tackled. There must be 8 or 10 blue jerseys and white jerseys in there on the stop. It was not Robinson. It was Landon Purdy, spelled P-U-R-T-E-E, 5'8", 155-pound senior, who brought it back upfield right to the 31 is where it's marked for play. First and 10 Pirates, who will kick off to start the second half. Remember, Riverside received the boot to start the game and promptly fumbled the return. 26-7 Lehman. Senior Gavin Osborne at the helm, quarterback for the Pirates. Two backs alongside. He gives it to one, then another handoff, a flip back on the play to the quarterback, who throws it into the left flat to Robinson. And after all of that, it winds up, Chuck, being an INC, an incompletion.
Yeah, he just dropped it. I mean, he wasn't going anyplace anyway because the layman had three guys out there, but he just dropped the ball.
Haven't seen a play like that maybe ever.
Well, it was a flea flicker, but you don't usually see a flea flicker thrown to the flat.
It was a flat flea flicker.
And it's flatter now that Lehman got done with it.
Second down and 10, Pirates at their own 31, a minute 46 to go, second quarter. Osborne's got two receivers to the right. He strolls that way, hits a man at the sideline, caught at the 35. And the receiver, Purdy, is nudged out of bounds immediately on the play by C.J. Olding of Lehman. The play produces five, second and five for the Pirates. Clock stopped on the out-of-bounds play. Third down, I should say, and five. 1:39 remaining here in the second quarter. Lehman 26, Riverside 7. Line of scrimmage, Pirates 36 in their own end. Two backs alongside the QB, pistol formation. Quarterback is Osborne, way back behind the line. He takes too much time, pocket collapses, and he's sacked. Down he goes. At the 28, Dylan Schmiesing came crashing through, and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers with 90 seconds to go here in the first half, and knowing that Riverside, if stopped on the next play, will probably punt on fourth and five, Cavaliers get a timeout. 26-7 Lehman, minute 30 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Yep, I was mistaken. That was not a third down play, or it was a third down play that was just completed. Scoreboard slow and registering fourth down and 12. And Lehman called the timeout because the Pirates have to punt here. And the snap goes over the head of the punter, back inside the 10, back inside the 5. The Riverside punter scoops it up and he runs on fourth down and manages to work his way back upfield to the 15. Lehman takes over, 81 seconds to go here in the second quarter, with a chance, Chuck, to go up by four scores before intermission. And then Lehman gets the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, anything that could go wrong for Riverside has gone wrong for them right from the beginning with the opening kick.
It has not been a good evening for the visiting Pirates. Lehman to the line of scrimmage, 15-yard line of Riverside. First and 10 for the Cavaliers, who lead by 19. Trips to the left. Lachey looks back to the right, now to the left. He scampers. There's an offensive hold on Lehman. Lachey's got running room to the left. He's down inside the 15, the 10. He scurries to the boundary. There's a late hit far side of the field out of bounds. Not sure if it's called or not. There was a holding flag thrown back here behind the line of scrimmage. And we will sort all of this out with 1:11 to go in the second, and Lehman leading 26-7. Chuck, what did you see? That was a broken play, a late run by Lachey.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be a pass play. He saw an opening. He was going to, he took it all the way down to the four, but there was a hold behind him. So, you know, the hold was unnecessary, but it was a hold.
So it's a 10-yard step off from the line of scrimmage where the holding occurred, back to the 25. Scoreboard reads first and 10. That's an error. It's got to be first down and 20. To go for a first down, line to gain the 5 for Lehman with 68 seconds to go in the first period as the officials get together.
And well, he tried to wind the clock, and the ball went out of the play, ended up out of bounds, so the clock stopped.
So the referees meet and try to get it sorted out. As I tell you all about Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Barker Insurance. Call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. 937-492-1857. 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. Well, on first and 20, Lehman throws into the left flat to O'Leary. He's hit squarely a few yards downfield, breaks that tackle. And he barrels all the way down inside the 15 to the 13. Second and 7, Lehman. A minute to go, first half. Lachey throws to the right. It's on the ground at the 8. Incomplete forward pass. Intended for Olding. Third down and 7 to go for Lehman. Line of scrimmage, 13 of the Pirates.
Well, I don't know if it's been a thing all season, but boy, Riverside not very good at tackling in open space so far this evening.
And Lehman Catholic has been very elusive with its receivers after they catch the football all year long. Yardage after catch, productive. Here's the snap back to Lachey, looking, dancing out of the pocket, sprints to the left, then a late run by Turner Lachey. Riverside doesn't spy on him, and Lachey goes down inside the 10 to the 5. It appears as though he's got the first down. Goal to go, Lehman, 5-yard line of the Pirates, 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Cavaliers will receive the ball to start the second half. 1, 2, 3 receivers far right for Lachey. He takes the snap and rolls right parallel to the line. He's back at the 12. Little jitterbug move. Oh, he's going to run with the football. No, it's a late pass. Receiver back edge of the end zone. Has it momentarily. Then it comes out. Lachey appeared to be across the line of scrimmage at the 4 when he threw the ball, Chuck. There was no call. And maybe some of his body, part of it, was behind the line of scrimmage. There was no flag thrown. He might have gotten away with one. It was not completed anyway. As Riverside breathes a sigh of relief, second and goal, Lehman from the Pirates 5. 27 seconds to go in the second quarter. Low snap to Lachey. He's got it. Back at the 15. Runs ahead of the 10. Parallel to the line of scrimmage at the 10, going wide. He's piled up at the 8. Clock is running. Lehman uses a timeout with 16 seconds to go in the second quarter. Third and goal, Lehman. Ball will be marked for play officially at the 3 when action resumes after this Lehman timeout on scores.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
16 seconds to go, second quarter. Lehman 26, Riverside 7. Cavaliers knocking on the door for more points. I said the line of scrimmage was the 3. It was actually the 8. Where Lachey was tackled last play. Third and 8. He's back to pass, rolling left, looking, throws back against the grain over the middle. The ball is batted, popped up in the air, and the Pirates get the deflection. It's a pick in the end zone. Lehman got a little too cute, perhaps, for its own good on that third down play. Lachey threw into traffic, back over the middle, and that's often dangerous. And it's a touchback for the Pirates, who take over at the Riverside. 27 seconds to go in the first half, and it's 26-7 in favor of Lehman.
Well, he had O'Leary open about the 5-yard line. He got greedy. He tried to throw it into the end zone. I think O'Leary would have scored from there because they haven't been able to tackle him yet.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chuck. That was the play. Didn't need to fire it to the end zone. O'Leary would have barged his way to the goal line. And Riverside comes up to the line of scrimmage. Pirates may just take a knee. 6 seconds to go. Referee winds the clock. There is no snap taken. Zeros on the board. Lehman 26, Riverside 7, here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Welcome back to high school football here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. On a chilly night in the upper Miami Valley in West Central Ohio, Lehman Catholic 26 and Riverside 7 at the halftime break. Meanwhile, Sydney down at Xenia leads the Buccaneers 14-10 after two quarters. That's a number 14 versus number 3 contest in Division 2 Southwest Region. And the winner of that game will advance on and play perhaps the number 6 team in that field of 16. And should Sydney win, more than likely the Yellow Jackets would be on the road in week two down in the Cincinnati area somewhere. But at this point, Sydney pulling a surprise, leading Xenia 14-10 at the halftime break. Here, Lehman is trying to make it two wins this season over Riverside, on top by a 26-7 count at halftime. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children, too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Just walk into Cutaway and you'll come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to a couple of new Fort Loramie sponsors, including Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, and the Schaefer Market located in Fort Loramie. We're now your new community go-to store on South Main in Fort Loramie, and we have gone truly local for you. We've found out from our customers exactly what products they want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks at Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie. Stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, just down the street from Schaefer Market, also new here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. 26-7, Lehman in the lead over Riverside at the halftime break. And our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, I mean, it's just the opposite of last week. Lehman just dominating the stats in this first half. They have 11 rushes for 70 yards. He threw it 14 times for 24 yards. Or, I'm sorry, hit made 14 out of 24 for 166 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, 236 total yards, nine first downs, two turnovers for the Cavaliers in the first half. On the other side, 18 rushes, 64 yards for the Pirates. He's 5 of 11 throwing the ball for 28 yards, 92 total yards, three first downs, and they had the one turnover on the opening kickoff.
Well, the Pirates would love to be receiving the ball to start the third quarter. They're not. They've got to kick it to Lehman. And points by Lehman to start the second half would put Riverside in serious trouble. Pirates dodged a bullet when Lehman could not convert with points inside the 10 in the waning seconds of that second period.
Yeah, I mean, if they're sitting there looking at 33-7 to start the second half, and Lehman with the ball, they're in deep trouble. And it could be anyway.
Lehman Catholic Cavaliers with Turner Lachey at the helm. A pretty shifty bunch. Lehman with good speed and receivers who just don't go down when they're hit initially. They've had fine balance. I'm talking about O'Leary and Olding. And a nice game from Duran Pride running the football tonight, Chuck. He sparkled.
Catching the ball out of the backfield, running the ball. He's been terrific, and you can tell that they game plan for this because they're just running him out. Nobody's on him coming out of the backfield. He's got 10 yards before there's a defender.
Yep, they sure did game plan. Some new wrinkles with Duran Pride. He's being featured more tonight than he has most often this season during Lehman Catholic games. Halftime report here on Scores Broadcast being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. 26-7, Cavaliers lead on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple Maple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hello once again here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. At Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, 26-7 Lehman over Riverside here at the half as the Cavaliers are defeating the Riverside Pirates by 19 at the break. Failed to score there late in the second quarter, did Lehman. Cavaliers had a chance down deep in the red zone. In fact, inside the 10-yard line, threw a pick in the end zone. And Riverside denied Lehman from going up 33-7 at the halftime break. It is 26-7, Lehman leading. Understand that Sydney is in front of Xenia, 14-10 halftime at the Buccaneer Stadium down in Greene County in Division II playoff action. Last we heard, Fort Loramie in Division VII play up at Mount Victory was leading Richmond 22-16. In the second quarter, that was the score we received. Anna way out in front of Country Day, 54-7, halftime at Anna. Rockets lead Country Day in a big, big way. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to A&M Pallet, located on Rangeline Road in Rushi, which began its unique brand way back in 1986 with one customer. Today, four decades later, serving 200 customers across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 70 miles away. A&M Pallet is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families right here in West Central Ohio. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us, A&M Pallet, on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. And I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is also home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, and it's in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. Typical turnaround a week. And O'Reilly is also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, supporting the region's academics and athletic programs. If you can't attend the big game, join O'Reilly Machine Tool Services and scoresbroadcast.com for all the exciting action. Hey, don't forget tomorrow at 1:30, it's the Division VII Volleyball Regional Championship, Fort Loramie and Jackson Center, for the opportunity to play in the state Final Four at Wright State next Thursday and Friday.
state semifinals start at 2 on Thursday. State championship match at 11 a.m. on Friday morning. Both days at Wright State for Division 7. Regional championship tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com at 1:30, featuring Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. We'll return with our second half kickoff in a few minutes. Layman Catholic 26, Riverside 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy, let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's, just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tipp City, and Sydney?
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Second half begins with an onside kick from Riverside. Layman recovers, and a Pirates player is down. And we will have a break in the action. And Sonia, by the way, leads Twin Valley South 30-0. The winner of this game will go to Ansonia week two of the playoffs next week in OHSAA Southwest Division 7 action. We've got a break here, 26-7, Layman in the lead over Riverside. First few seconds, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account, that dream's a lot closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Homebuyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Homebuyer Plus Savings Account so you Ohioans can get your dream home. It awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. That's fmbank.com. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, that's how you get O'Leary on the ground. He slipped. Nobody tackled him. He got by the first guy, but then his feet went out from under him.
Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, first play from scrimmage as we start the third quarter of this game. Winds up being a gain of five to the right. And this pass play to the left flat is off to the races, caught behind the line. I think it's O'Leary again, looking him go. Left sideline, 30-yard line. No, it was Olding. It was C.J. Olding who sprinted to the 10, the 5, broke tackles en route, and he's in the end zone 46 seconds into the third quarter. How about that? How long was that play, Chuck?
47-yard touchdown.
Almost half the length of the field. Well done by the Cavaliers. Olding can fly. Once he caught that ball, he was down the left sideline in a flash. And he made a couple men miss, broke tackles down inside the 10. He had such momentum going toward the end zone. Here's the PAT kick try by Lehman. It's high in the air. It's curling to the left, and it's no good. Corbin Schmiesing missed it. It's Lehman 32, Riverside 7, 11:14 to go. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, the ensuing kickoff by Lehman after the Cavaliers' touchdown is snared down inside the 30-yard line by the Pirates player, who appeared to be on the ground virtually when he got it. Either that or it was a fair catch.
He just dropped to the ground. I'm not sure. He could have ran for 10 yards.
Oh, he did feel the ball standing upright?
Yep.
My goodness. Lehman gets a break. Riverside starts at its own 27 and runs Robinson between right guard and tackle for a quick 12 from the 28 to the 40. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. 32-7, Lehman in the lead, but 25. Understand Sydney has gone ahead, or I should say Xenia has gone ahead of Sydney. 17-14 in the third quarter. Lehman player getting up slowly. Riverside to the line of scrimmage. Pirates have it at their own 40-yard line.
It's Corbin Schmiesing. He got shaken up a little bit, but he's still out there.
Riverside featuring Gunnar Carpenter in the offensive backfield now at full. Here's a handoff on the play. Right tackle and a good block or two at the point of attack for the Pirates. And the running play is being sprung all the way to the 50. It was Gunnar Carpenter who charged for 9. Carpenter running for 12, then 9. And it's second down, a yard to go for the Pirates, just shy of the 50-yard line. Snap to Osborne. Carpenter again picks his way over the line of scrimmage. Stood up at the Cavalier 47. First and 10 for the Pirates. Like to remind you that Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center has 15% off a lot of things in the store. Don't forget Century brand and tools. Always a bargain made in America. Lifetime warranty at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Trips to the right. They're in a bunch. Osborne looks that way. He tries to scramble out of the pocket. Caught from behind. Down he goes. Over the line of scrimmage by a yard. Technically not a sack. Good pursuit on the play by Caden Lee and Jace Olding of Lehman.
Well, I'll tell you what, for as big as Caden Lee is, he moves pretty well. He ran him down from behind.
9:33 to go. Third quarter, 32-7 in favor of Lehman over Riverside. Again, Sydney ahead of, or I should say, Xenia ahead of Sydney. Wishful thinking. Yellow Jackets down by three, 17-14, middle of the third quarter. Riverside runs to the left, and there is a penalty. It's either a hold or maybe a face mask.
Yeah, it was thrown by the umpire, so that's those are his two calls in the game.
Clock stops, 9:16 left here in the third. And it is going to be ruled holding against the Riverside Pirates.
No, I think it'll be, I think he called it's an illegal chop block.
Nonetheless, a major penalty, yep, causing Riverside to retreat.
That's 15, instead of 10.
New line of scrimmage is back inside the 40. Pirates making substitutions far side of the field. Bryce Hodge, sixth-year head coach. Riverside just did not get off to a good start in this game. Fumbled the opening kickoff. And it's been an uphill struggle for the Pirates ever since. 3 minutes gone, third quarter, 32-7, Lehman. Second down and nearly 30 yards to go for a first down. A rollout to the right by Osborne. And then he chucks it downfield complete to the 47-yard line to Landon Purdy. C.J. Olding wrapped him up. Third down and about 16 to go for a first down. 1-2-3 receiver split left for Osborne. He is 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Short drop. Here comes pressure. Lehman all over him. Oh, what a defensive play. Might have been Jace Olding, 71.
No, it was Lee.
It was 71 and 77 who came blitzing through. Wow, what kind of pursuit by Lee and Olding for Lehman on the quarterback Osborne, who didn't have a chance.
13-yard sack.
Fourth and 15 to go for Riverside. 8 minutes left here in the third. And the Pirates, who've gone for a first down four times tonight on fourth down, will punt the football here. Line of scrimmage, the 35. 32-7, Lehman on top. Ball punted, right sideline. It's in the air, wobbly. Hits between the numbers and hash. And the ball sticks between the legs of a Riverside player who's on his knees at the Lehman 46-yard line. Short punt by the Pirates. Lehman with excellent field position. 7:39 left to go here in the third quarter. As I was saying a moment ago, Jackson Center Pro Hardware has deals for you. Big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers, plus very pretty white and gray shaker cabinets, which are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like him on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Here is Lehman running it on first and 10. Line of scrimmage 45, and that's where Deron Pride is tackled in his tracks. Braylon Dunn, fine linebacker for the Pirates, in there on the stop. Second and 10, Lehman with 7:19 to go in the third. Lehman up 25. Cavaliers need two scores to push this to a running clock. Two receivers right, two to the left for Lachey in the pocket. And he wants to run out of it. And he is lassoed from behind by Riverside. Very late delivery by the quarterback Lachey, who was in the grasp of two white jerseys. He flipped the ball up the field. Let's see if forward progress is stopped. Way back 6-7 yards behind the line. He was definitely in the tackle box. I'm not sure if a receiver was in the vicinity of the throw or not.
Wasn't even close.
Let's see what results might be an intentional grounding against Lehman. 6:56 to go here in the third quarter, 32-7 Cavaliers lead. Penalty being stepped off. That includes loss of down. New line of scrimmage is the Cavalier 35. Hey, it's a good idea to get new tires before that road gets a grip on you and you're driving M&A muffler and tires in Fort Loram. He's got savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and Goodrich. Within a few miles, free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Here's Lachey in the pocket, little dipsy-do move. Dances out of trouble, running from one side of the field to the other. He's up over the 30, 35, 40. And he is tripped out of bounds at the 42 or 43, 12 or 13 yards short of a first down. That's M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Geppy Jeff Gebhardt at 937-295-3971, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tires, home of a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Fourth and a dozen for Lehman. And you would think the Cavaliers would be punting. Lehman to the line of scrimmage as if they are going to go for it on 4th and 12. And this play call confuses me. Here's the quarterback, Lachey, running for his life. Way back behind the line of scrimmage. He's sandwiched, and down he goes at the 30. Quarterback sack. Wow. Play lost 13. It was 4th and 12. And now Riverside has the ball first and 10 at the 30-yard line of the Cavaliers. Inexplicable.
I don't second-guess football coach. Basketball coaches all day long. Football coaches.
Possibly the Cavaliers thought it was third down. I'm not sure why they didn't punt it.
Well, that would be even worse than going for it. They didn't know the down.
Well, that would be an excuse.
Very poor excuse.
Very poor excuse, but a better one than going for it on fourth down and long.
Yeah. It didn't work, whatever they tried.
Here is Riverside to the line of scrimmage. Short advance of three from the 30 down to the 26. 6:25 to go here in the third quarter.
Maybe they want to get their younger players into the game. They don't want a running clock.
Well, both teams have made a lot of switches and changes in special teams personnel, place kickers, punters, kickoff guy. Both teams in a state of flux late in the regular season and here at the start of the playoffs. Here is the quarterback throwing for Riverside. It's Osborne who races up in the pocket. He suffers a late hit 10 yards behind the line and then throws a pick at the 2-yard line. And Lehman returns it to the 45, the 50. And that run back after the interception is going to be negated. Clearly a personal foul on Lehman.
Again, just silly to hit the quarterback like that after he's released the ball.
I tell you what, Chuck, there is a little more to this story than we are seeing. These two teams have had a rivalry that has been tense. They have gone at it tooth and nail. Riverside won 5 in a row. Lehman won earlier in the regular season this year. But might not be a whole lot of love lost. And it's being displayed right now here in the last couple minutes. Lehman on 4th and more than 10, not punting. Seconds ago, a late hit on the Riverside QB. Of course, Riverside going forward on fourth down numerous times in this game tonight. So we've seen the unusual in a rivalry contest.
Well, and I'll give you a rivalry, and I say, you know, but he hits the quarterback, took three more steps before he hit him, and it cost his team having the ball at the Riverside 40. So use your head.
32-7, Lehman in the lead, 5:44 to go, third quarter. It's all sorted out, leaving Riverside with possession and a first down inside the Lehman 20, I believe.
Inside the 15.
Ball marked for play at the 14 or 13-yard line. First and 10 for the Pirates. They try to take advantage here and get back within three scores of Lehman with half the third quarter and all of the fourth to go. Osborne features three receivers to the right. Handoff offensive backfield. Ball carrier gets to the 10, and then he shoved back. That was Tony Robinson, who was belted right at the 10-yard stripe. Second down, 7, coming up here for Riverside with 5:20 left to go in the third quarter. And there have been some unusual choices made by both teams on fourth down all night long. And I think it stems from the fact that this rivalry has been pretty intense the last several seasons. Running play, loss of one for the Pirates, back to the 11. Third down coming up and 6 or 7 to go for a first down at the Lehman 11 for the Pirates.
Dylan Smeezing again. That kid's all over the field.
Yep, he's one of the top couple tacklers in the Three Rivers Conference. He's an outstanding linebacker. So is Braylon Dunn of Riverside, the two top Three Rivers Conference linebackers in action here tonight. Osborne with time. He's back at the 20, throwing down and out, corner of the end zone. He's going for 6, and he missed his man a little too long. Intended for Justin Mazarigos. Deep, far corner of the end zone. Out of his touch, couldn't reel it in. Clock stops, 4:27 to go, third quarter. 4th and 8 for the Pirates at the 11-yard line of Lehman.
This has been a long game. It's almost 9 o'clock.
It has been a lengthy game. And because of missed conversions, Lehman with a touchdown at this point in the game can't get to a running clock. Three receivers far right. Short drop by Osborne. He scrambles back toward the line of scrimmage. Makes a late pitch into the end zone. Riverside receiver dives for it and catches.
Wow.
3 yards deep in the end zone. Beautifully done on the play by wideout Dylan Trimble. He makes the catch. And it's a TD from 8 yards away. Riverside cuts the Lehman lead to 32-13. Riverside lines up at the left hash to go for 2. I know in the regular season game played on what could have been a dry field, Lehman complained the field might have been irrigated. In that regular season contest over at Riverside, as the Pirates throw into the end zone for the two-point conversion, it is no good. 8 yards deep in the end zone, right below the crossbar, incompletion. Lehman 32, Riverside 13, 4:21 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, Riverside's kickoff is a hard boot on the ground. Lehman's up at the 30, and the kickoff by Riverside travels right past the one deep man for Lehman. He ambled off to the left, couldn't retrieve it. Ball went back inside the 10. Lehman had to fall on it. First and 10 Cavaliers, own 10-yard line.
Well, really a late flag. We got a player down on the ground, and I didn't see what happened, but it's personal foul. On Lehman.
And it's getting out of hand.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but you have to have discipline. I don't care if you don't watch this in Ohio State, Michigan. They might get into it a little bit, but you don't see all these cheap shots that I just saw another one.
4:21 to go, third quarter, 32-13. Lehman on Scores, broadcast.com.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Yep, Lehman starts first and 10 from its own 5 after very poor coverage of that kickoff downfield by Riverside as Lehman missed it up at the 30. A chance to get to the football at that spot. Didn't. It rolled back inside the 10. There was a penalty on Lehman. Cavaliers start from the 5. And on a first down play, a ball is thrown up to the 12 and caught. Second down and 3 for the Cavaliers. Short pass is a good one to O'Leary. On second down and 3, Lachey's inside his 5, steps up. Oh, there's a heap of white jerseys on him, and down goes Lachey in the field of play, a yard from being nabbed for a safety. Well, no, they say his forward progress was out close to the 5-yard line. He was shoved back to the 1. Final 3.5, third quarter, second down, or I should say third down, and over 10 to go for a first down for the Cavaliers, who lead by a 32-13 score. 3 receivers to the right for Lachey, who is in his end zone, 8 yards deep. Here comes pursuit. Short pass into the ground at the 2-yard line, incomplete.
And it's up a screen pass, but it didn't develop, so he did a good job of getting rid of that one.
Yep, it was aborted by Turner Lachey. 4th and 10 for the Cavaliers, who will punt this time for sure. Final 3 minutes, third quarter. Dylan Schmeising to kick it from a spot 9 yards deep in the end zone. Landon Purdy back at the 47, short of midfield. Purdy to receive the punt for the Riverside Pirates. Boot by Schmeising. Low line drive kick hits at the 28. And it takes a nice hip hop and a big bounce up over the 40, 45, 48 or 9 was not artistic, but Schmiesing will take the result.
Yeah, absolutely. Not pretty, but effective.
2:59 left. We are still in the third quarter of this game. Xenia now leads Sydney 24-14. 9 minutes left in the fourth. Fort Loramie 29, Richmond 22 in the third up at Mount Victory. A couple other Division 7 score of note. Minster, by the way, way out in front of Manchester, 62-0 last we heard. Again, 24-14, Xenia by 10 over Sydney. Here is Osborne throwing from his own 43-yard line. And two men for Lehman in coverage are all over the intended receiver inside the 15 who cannot pull it in. Incomplete forward pass stops the clock. Still 2:51 to go in the third quarter. And finishing this period, Chuck, is tougher than pulling teeth out.
I need a blankie and a pillow.
Riverside to the line of scrimmage, 2nd and 10 from the Lehman 49. Trips to the right for Osborne. Short drop, gives it to Carpenter. No, it's Robinson who lugs it back over the line of scrimmage. He's met solidly at the 44. He gained 5, 2nd down 5 coming up for Riverside. My mistake, should be 3rd down. My error also, it was not Robinson, it was Carpenter who toted the football. Clock running, 2:25 to go, third period, 32-13 Lehman. It has been a lengthy third quarter of play.
Really?
Osborne at the 50, quick pass right flat. It is Carpenter, catches, 46, pushes to the 45, 44, and it's going to be 4th down for the Pirates, 5 to go for a 1st down. And based on the Pirates' trend tonight, this is a go-for-it situation, nothing to lose.
Nah, why would you punt at this point?
This will be the 5th time tonight the Pirates have gone for a 1st down on 4th down, and a few times it's been in the Riverside end of the field. This time it's at the Lehman 44.
Once from their own 19.
Here's the snap to Osborne at the 50, and he tries to take a sidestep away from the oncoming rusher from Lehman, who gets a hand on the ball. Nicely done in the play by the Cavaliers. Might have been Ryan Ford, 55, who got a big mitt up, and it's a 4th down attempt that fails for the Pirates. 1st and 10 for Lehman. Line of scrimmage, Cavaliers 44. Lehman takes a timeout. 92 seconds left in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Lehman throws an incompletion on 1st and 10 from the Cavaliers 44 as we return to action. Final 88 seconds of the third quarter. Here's a screen to the left, caught behind the line of scrimmage at the 40. Oh, look at O'Leary go down the right sideline. He's off and running, jumps over a man at the 45, a stiff arm at the 40, stays on his feet, and plows to the 32.
Well, he put a hand in that kid's, in the middle of his chest, and just said, get off me.
Lachey to O'Leary. Very short pass behind the line, and then O'Leary did the rest. He ran for 20 after catching the ball. 1:11 left to go here in the third. 32-13 Lehman. Cavaliers feature three receivers to the left. Snap back to Lachey. And then he makes the handoff to the ball carrier, who stood up at the 32-yard line. It was Deron Pride who was tackled, and then Pride is pushed way back to the 40, and we've got roughness, a late hit by Riverside.
Boy, unless the whistle was blowing, I mean, why were they letting him continue to be shoved back like that?
And the coaches on both sides of the field displeased with the very late call by the official. And all of these stoppages of the clock are delaying the eventual outcome of the third quarter. It's 32-13 Lehman, and we've still got 51 seconds to go in the third. And it seems like this has been a, 35-40 minute third quarter, Chuck?
It's been a long one. I mean, it's after 9 o'clock. Usually we're getting ready to wrap it up.
I understand Fort Loramie leads 42-22 over Ridgemont, late third, early fourth, 42-22. Loramie in the lead. That was a 29-22 game before Fort Loramie added two touchdowns. Line of scrimmage, the 33 of Riverside.
Offsetting penalties is what happened on that one.
That was an NFL call?
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't want to make a call, so we're going to throw something on both of them.
That was a call each way. Unsportsmanlike conduct, Riverside, one on Lehman. Second down, 10, 32 of the Pirates. Here's Lachey jitterbugging in the offensive backfield. Tries to run it, far hash mark, and he has stood up. No, Deron Pride wound up carrying it. Lost a yard or two. Third down, Lehman. Final 20 seconds, third quarter. No need to run another play in the period. 32-13 Cavaliers, who come up to the line of scrimmage, and it looks like Lehman might snap it with under 7 to go in the quarter. Third and 12. Lachey fakes the flat pass, runs to the left, steps up in the pocket, airs it out toward the end zone. On the run, it's holding. Good, he's got it. Hit the one. Over, touchdown. What a throw by Lachey. Holding, ad-libbing his route. Broke off of it late and ran to space, far hash mark, and he out-sprinted a couple defenders, 38-13. That goes down as a third-quarter touchdown for Lehman as time expires. Up the Cavaliers are now up by 25 and have to get it to 35 to start the running clock, and they need two more touchdowns for that to happen.
And it's the fourth touchdown pass by Lachey now. He's having a nice night.
Extra point kick is wide left. It is no good. It's missed. Turner Lachey had four TD strikes in the regular season against Riverside. Four more tonight. 38-13 Lehman at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Up Turner Lachey is approaching 600 yards throwing in two games against Riverside this year. What's he got tonight, Chuck? Nearly 300?
277. Four touchdowns. Nice game.
Yep. That's eight TD strikes thrown through the air by Lachey against the Pirates this season in two games. 38-13 Lehman. We start the fourth quarter. Kickoff Cavaliers return from the 11 by Robinson. He goes up the middle and then scoots to the outside. Nowhere to go at the 24. Cuts it back. And he spilled at the 30. 30-yard line for Riverside. First and 10. Actually, just short of the 30. Very good coverage. Padilla Schmeezing downfield for Lehman. And the Pirates start shy of the 30 with 12 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. And Lehman in the lead, 38-13. Xenia has kicked a field goal. Xenia 31, Sydney 14 in the fourth. 31-14, okay. Xenia over Sydney in the fourth. 42-22, Fort Loramie over Ridgemont. Late third or early fourth. First down pass play by Osborne of the Pirates is an incompletion to the left flat. No good. And every time there is a forward pass that is not completed, Chuck, given that there is no running clock yet, the clock does come to a halt.
That's 24 incompletions by the two quarterbacks tonight so far.
You said 24 total?
Yep.
24 incomplete forward passes. Osborne to throw. Near hash mark. Yes, it's caught up at the 36. And the pass catcher is driven back to the 30. I think both teams have gotten the message, or at least I hope they have, Chuck, to have cooler heads prevail the rest of this game.
Yeah, it's a football game.
And, of course, Lehman has got next week to worry about. You've got to consider Ansonia an extremely worthy opponent next week, and Lehman would go to Ansonia, and the Cavaliers want to be as healthy as possible for that game. As Riverside lugs it right up the middle, it's Carpenter who puts his head down and burrows to the 40, up to the 43. First down, 10 yards to go for the Pirates. Opening minute, fourth quarter of this game. Riverside 4-6 regular season. Did play Northridge mighty tough. Beat Ansonia game one. Pirates have been kind of an oxymoron all year long. Here's a run to the left. And the ball carrier for the Pirates is stacked up at the 46. The QB Osborne kept it. Second down and 7 to go for the Pirates. 90 seconds gone here in the third quarter. 38-13, Lehman in the lead. Don't forget tomorrow, regional championship volleyball coverage, 1:30 from Fairborn, Fort Loramie Jackson Center, Division 7 regional championship on scoresbroadcast.com. Quarterback Osborne at his 39, looks middle of the field, missed his man at the 48 or 49 yard line. It was a hot potato off the fingertips of the intended receiver, Lehman, 7 yards beyond the pass catcher. Almost made the intercept on the ground.
It was holding. He almost had it.
So it's 3rd and 7. Again, the clock stops with every incompletion, and the scoreboard clock is moving along very incrementally, about 7, 8, 10 seconds at a time.
That's plenty.
Here is a 3rd and 7 situation for the Pirates. who run it. It is Carpenter outside left tackle. He's got a gaping hole. He barges across the 45 to the 40. Riverside may have clipped downfield, conceivably a hold. Marker down. Layman coaches in the background went crazy in the box.
Yeah, he had a death grip on him there on the sideline, right in front of the official.
Play is going to come back. Clock stops. Still 9:50 left in the game. 38-13 Layman. And we have seen the men in stripes conferring, oh, how many times tonight, Chuck? At 15, 20 they've been gathering?
Yeah, just enough to slow the game down even more.
And they're not talking about tomorrow's grocery list either.
You don't know that.
And they are still huddling. And the confab continues. 38-13 Layman. It's Riverside possession. Penalty coming up against the Pirates.
It'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Why don't you radio that down to them?
No, they picked it up because you're allowed to hold. Okay.
And there is no penalty after all.
My goodness.
The conference results in the flag being stuck back in the pocket.
14.
This game's gotten a little out of kilter over the last quarter and a half or
well,
so.
It's been incredibly choppy, and I'm sure it's hard for the officials to be out there calling the game, too.
So Riverside has a first and 10 from the Layman 35. It's a quick slant. The receiver sets up at the 30 in front of the cornerback, catches, and then turns upfield to the 27-26 of Layman. Picked up 8 or 9. Second down a yard. It was Landon Purdy on the catch. Purdy received it. 9:26 to go in the fourth. Riverside to the line of scrimmage on second and one. Osborne is in the pocket. It is a post pattern. Hash mark, far side, off the mark, inside the 10. Incompletion. It'll be third and a yard. And again, the clock stops. 9:17 to go in the fourth. Again, last we heard, Xenia 31, Sydney 14 in the fourth. Fort Loramie 42, Ridgemont 22, early fourth. Here's a run, Carpenter left guard. He's got a nice hole, and he barrels through it down to the 21, the 20, tackled right there. First and 10, middle of the field for the Pirates. Clock stops as the chain is advanced. First down signaled. Riverside's got it. 19-yard line of Layman. Clock ticks down toward the 9-minute mark. Osborne has got one back behind him. That is Carpenter. Osborne fakes, throws, left flat, missed his man. 4 yards downfield. And the clock comes to a halt with 8:57 to go in the fourth. 38-13. Layman in the lead. Hey, managing your money doesn't have to be complex. You see, Osgood Bank has checking accounts to fit your lifestyle and offers loans at great rates, not to mention all the benefits you'd expect of larger banks. It's all wrapped up by a hometown bank with outstanding service delivered by a team you trust. So visit osgoodbank.com. Learn more about how we can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, Osgood Bank. Third and 6 for Riverside after a 4-yard scoot up the middle. Rushing play leaves the Pirates shy of a first down by half dozen. Quarterback Osborne rolling right near hash mark. Well overthrows his receiver 6-7 yards deep in the end zone. It's no good. Clock stops. 8:19 left in the fourth. Layman in the lead, 38-13.
Well, I'm going to guess one of the receivers ran the wrong route because they ended up in the same exact spot, and the ball was thrown to the open spot in the end zone.
And we have a timeout called by the Pirates. Layman up 25, 4 minutes gone, fourth quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, the Riverside Pirates on fourth and six wanted to throw a middle screen from down around the 15 of Lehman, and the play was more or less aborted. The quarterback, Osborne, didn't have a man available in the offensive backfield to dump it off to, and it was pitched at the feet of an offensive back for the Pirates. Incompletion on fourth and six, and Lehman takes over the football, first and 10 at the Cavalier 15, leading 38-13 with 8:15 to go.
Well, Manchester wishing that they would have lost a couple of more games in the regular season to not have to play Minster tonight. They've given up 75 points in the third quarter.
I don't see how that could be possible.
Well, the way it's possible is
you run the football, but you fall down.
Yes, exactly. You don't score 7,500 points on a team in a high school game.
First and 10 Cavaliers from their own 10 after a loss of 5 on a first down play. Clock running, 7:53 to go in the game. 38-13 Lehman. Cavaliers spending a lot of time in the huddle. And this is one of those situations where I think you run a couple plays and punt. Empty backfield, though, for Lachey, who's throwing from the one up the right sideline, numbers far side of the field, and the receiver, dead run at the 50, makes the catch. He's got it. 45-40, holding, hauled it in, and he zipped all the way to the 37.
53 yards.
Woo, Lachey on a fly pattern to Olding. What a combination. I guess you could just hand the ball off and run it, but tell you what, Chuck, Lehman is refining its passing game here in the fourth quarter. That was a beauty.
That was a great pass. I mean, Olding did a good job. The defender, he hadn't lost the defender. And he just beat him, and then he's lucky he got him on the ground.
How far in the air against the wind did Lachey throw that ball?
35, 40 yards.
Beautiful throw right on the button. Olding in stride, snared it. That's a fine combination. Both Olding and O'Leary very good with those yards after catch, as we've noted tonight. Here's a sweep to the left by Lehman on first and 10 from the 37. And it is Pride. Pride getting to the edge at the 35, bumped out of bounds at the 32. Nice run, Duran Pride. He garners 5, got out of bounds, stopped the clock with 7:01 to go.
Well, they got all those weapons on the outside, but I'll tell you what, Pride gives them another option that has been effective tonight.
So from the 33 of Riverside, second down, 5 or 6 to go for a first down. In the pocket, Lachey fakes to the left, and then throws in between two receivers down around the 20. Third down coming up for Lehman, and the clock comes to a grinding halt again. 6:56 to go. Last play took 4 seconds. Game's been decided for, well, a quarter and a half to 2 quarters. Game was decided way back at about 7:45. And here we are, what, pushing 9:30?
Yeah.
We are in the fourth quarter, 6:56 to go. Lehman 38, Riverside 13. Snap is on the ground to Lachey. He thinks about running it and then just flips it out of bounds at the 27. That play clearly a new chance of going anywhere as Lachey fired it very wide of the mark in the direction of Dylan Schmiesing.
Has a tendency to throw the timing off on the play when the ball rolls back to the quarterback.
Fourth and six for Lehman, 6:51 to go in the game. 38-13, Cavaliers lead it. Lehman's opponent next weekend, Sonia, was leading over Twin Valley South 30-0. Late third quarter, last we heard. Lachey running around in the backfield, then makes a late delivery over the middle inside the 10, and it's a leaping catch by Olding at the 7. Olding doing his tricks again. Magical play by him as he soared in the air and caught the late pitch from Lachey, who is amazing at buying time in the offensive backfield. And Riverside is not getting done what Northridge did last week, Chuck.
Well,
heat on the QB.
Well, much more athletic team they played last than Riverside is, that's for sure.
6.5 to go in the fourth. Snap back to Lachey on the ground. He's running around, running to the near side, still running, and then he makes a Mahomes-like pitch toward the end zone at the last split second, and it's no good, 7 yards deep in the end zone. That was Patrick Mahomes here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field.
I think it was more like his little brother.
It results in an incompletion as Lachey ran around. Oh, he probably covered 30 yards in the offensive backfield. And then he made a Mahomes-like forward pitch from his chest, pushing two hands forward. Lehman on second down and goal from the 7, deals to Deron Pride, and he blasts up the middle for the score. 7-yard run by Pride into the end zone.
That's his second rushing touchdown of the night.
He's got 2 on the ground. Lachey's got 4 throwing.
Clock's going to run.
And that makes it 44-13 Lehman, and the coaches may have agreed to start up the continuous clock because I think you've got to advance the...
I thought it was 35 and then... But maybe that's basketball.
Yeah, maybe
that
so.
Might be basketball.
Yeah, I thought at first you had to get to 35, and then as long as it stayed above 30, the clock continued to run.
I think that's basketball.
Maybe that's hoops.
Yep.
And once you get to 30-plus, we've got the continuous clock. And that's what we have right here.
Timeout.
Timeout call before the PAT try. Don't get it. 44-13 Lehman, 5:46 to go. That continuous clock is no more because it's just stopped. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, we return to action. Lehman just converted a two-point conversion after a touchdown run of 7 yards by Duran Pride. And the score is now 46-13 with 4:42 left in the fourth.
Watch out for the onside kick here.
Yeah, you never know. The way this game has gone, you just don't know. Well, I've been mistaken maybe most of the year. I thought the continuous clock didn't kick in till the lead advanced to 35, and then once it stayed 30-plus, it remained on. Because we had a game last week when the deficit was not 30, and we had a continuous clock. The two coaches decided to start to run it in that Northridge-Lehman game last week. That was coach's prerogative. So I'm a little confused.
Yeah, it did go to 32 last week, and that's when they started the running clock.
Oh, okay.
When it went to 46-14, that's when they started the running clock.
Well, I apologize to our listeners.
Yep.
We've had 6 or 7 running clock games this year, and I've explained it incorrectly every single time.
Well, at least you're consistent.
At least I'm honest and own up to my mistakes.
Sorry.
I should have been used to the running clock by now and gotten it right. But
that is the basketball running clock. That's the.
It's 46-13, and we have 3 minutes and 22 seconds left to go here in the game. The continuous clock is in effect. And we have a penalty against Lehman of 5 yards.
Offside.
Riverside with a 1st and 10 from their own 30 as we hit the 3-minute mark in the fourth. Osborne, the quarterback, gives it to Robinson, and it's a misdirection outside left tackle, and he carves out 7. 1st and 10 for Riverside. And I tell you what, I've gotten those two running backs mixed up all night long.
Well, 5 and 6, and they look pretty much alike when they line up back there.
I've said it was Carpenter, and it was Robinson. When I've said it was Robinson, it was Carpenter. 2:35 to go, fourth quarter, 46-13 in favor of Lehman, as the second half has become extremely sloppy.
Yeah, look at how much the wind's picked up. The flag's actually pretty much almost straight out. Well, not straight out, but it's much more than it was early.
Here is the QB rolling right. It's Osborne lofting it down the near sideline. And a great over-the-shoulder catch by Landon Purdy at the 29-yard line. He hauled it in. Then he's tackled down near the 20 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth. And this game may come to an end. 1st and 10 for the Pirates, 23. 23-yard stripe of Lehman. We'll check our ticker, and if we've got a score update for you, we will pass it along. Last we heard, Xenia 31, Sydney 14.
That's a final.
Final score, 17-point win, Xenia. And last we heard, Fort Loramie 42, Richmond 22 in the fourth. Quarterback Osborne for Riverside, throwing down and out left side, shy of the mark inside the 10-yard line, intended for Purdy, no good. incompletion, but the clock continues to tick away down to 118, 117 to go in the fourth. Don't forget tomorrow, 1:30 volleyball regional championship from Fairborn High School as Fort Loraby meets Jackson Center. Redskins and the Tigers. These seven regional title tomorrow. Match starts at 7, pre-match 1:30 tomorrow on scoresbroadcast.com. Same play tried by Osborne to Purdy down inside the 10. He catches. He tries to muscle to the 5, got to the 4. Tackled there. It's going to be goal to go for Riverside, which takes a timeout. Stopping the clock at 39. Again, this rivalry has become mighty intense over the last few seasons. Under 40 seconds to go, fourth quarter, timeout called. Goal to go Riverside, 46-13 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Here we go. Final less than a minute on scoresbroadcast.com. 46-13, Lehman over Riverside. Pirates have it. Goal to go, 5-yard line. Osborne has an empty backfield. Two receivers left, one to the right. Here is a penalty marker being thrown.
Offsides Lehman.
Clock is running. 35, 34. Football will be placed at the 2. Goal to go for the Pirates from that spot. Riverside trying to get its third touchdown of this game. Clock running. And Riverside elects to throw far corner of the end zone, and it's overthrown, incomplete. And with that incompletion, the clock does not stop. It continues to run, and the Pirates may be hard-pressed to get off another play, but they do utilize a timeout. 46-13, Lehman, 11 seconds to go in the fourth. Timeout called here on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Well, Riverside comes to the line of scrimmage, and ball placed down at the 2. Lehman in the lead, 46-13. Clock is running, continuous clock, 7-6. This could be, will be, the last play of this game. Riverside completes a pass to the half-yard line. It is caught by Purdy, but he does not get in. He dropped his shoulder right on the one-foot line after receiving the short throw from Osborne, and Riverside is denied. Pirates kept off the board on the last possession, and Lehman wins it 46-13. Cavaliers advance to 9-2 on the year. Riverside closes out the campaign 4-7. Lehman at Ansonia next week. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update you over the next few days as to our coverage of high school football next Friday evening. We'll return to close out the broadcast in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Up the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers played a very good first two quarters of this game tonight. Didn't score on a touchdown try late in the second. That would have pushed the advantage out to 33-7 at intermission. That was about the only mistake Lehman made in the first two periods of this game, as Lehman rolled out to a 26-7 advantage over Riverside as the Cavaliers' offense was really clicking, and Lehman slowed down the Riverside run game over the first two quarters. The second half of this game, very sloppy. No question about it, a lot of penalties. Some unusual plays developed down in the field, and there were some roughness calls, some infractions, and that kind of blurred the fact that it was a pretty well-played first half for the most part. Second half, not well played at all. Lehman does win 46-13. Cavaliers hoping to come away injury-free. Riverside closes out its campaign under six-year head coach Bryce Hodge with a mark of 4-7, losing in the first round of the playoffs to the Cavaliers, who advance on with a mark of 9-2, meeting Ansonia on the road next Friday night. Chuck, our star or stars of this game?
Well, on the Riverside Pirates side, I'm going to go with Gunnar Carpenter. I thought he had a nice game on both sides of the field. And then on the other side, C.J. Olding was terrific tonight. And also Dylan Schmiesing defensively was a beast. So those are my Clancy's players of the game.
Yep, Dylan Schmiesing for Lehman along with C.J. Olding. And for Riverside, Gunnar Carpenter are stars of this game. This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Once again, Lehman defeats Riverside 46-13. Well-played first half by the Cavaliers, who stormed out to a 3-touchdown lead at the intermission break. Turner Lachey was magical all night long, as Riverside simply could not get him trapped very often in the backfield. Lachey had his way. If he didn't spot a receiver right away, he would run down his progressions and then take off ad lib. And he is quick and shifty, and so are those receivers for the Cavaliers. The challenge against an Ansonia team that everybody has when they play the Ansonia Tigers, Chuck, is getting the football on offense, because Ansonia runs it and runs it and runs it some more and keeps it away from your fine quarterback like a Turner Lachey. So Lehman will be limited in possessions, offensive possessions, next Friday night. They'll have to capitalize when they get the chance.
Yeah, I mean, their skill players are as good as I've watched this year on at Division VII level.
Yep.
And they need to be able to lean on that next week. Lachey, when he you're right, you said Mahomes, and, you know, I mean, maybe not quite, but he does such a good, his eyes are always down the field, and even he doesn't look to just take off running. He tries to still find somebody open. He does a real nice job of that. He's fun to watch.
Oh, he sure is. Lehman Catholic, a joy to cover here on scorersbroadcast.com. Cavaliers not sharp a week ago against a very talented Division IV Northridge team. Lehman was very good here tonight, playing like it did most of the regular season. And the Cavaliers thumped Riverside for the second time this campaign, 46-13, having won 34-18 in the regular year over at Riverside. Again, keep abreast of our website for our football schedule next Friday night. Volleyball tomorrow, 1:30, Division VII Regional Championship from Fairborn. And don't forget, the winner of tomorrow's volleyball match advances on to a state semifinal at Wright State next Thursday afternoon at 2. State championship match the next morning, Friday at 11, also at Wright State.
There you go. And, hey, I know where Wright State is.
So that's our itinerary for the next 7 or 8 days. Thanks to our online audience for putting up with us tonight. It was a long, drawn-out game. For Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, 46-13, Lehman over Riverside.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years, with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sidney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sidney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sidney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sidney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.